potential.
Speak into the microphone.
Hello, this is Hans Golf Zero Uniform Papa Lima. My presentation today at the FDIM seminar was about the challenges of the QCX CW and sideband transceiver kit, which I'm currently developing. So it was focusing on not just being a description of the radio, but also some of the engineering challenges and design challenges that were faced during the design of the radio, and the trade-offs between mechanical aspects and the electronic aspects, and some of the decisions you make about the design.
Okay, and what kind of capabilities are in the new transceiver?
Oh, it does everything. I mean, basically, it's an all-mode, all-band, all-HF-band transceiver, so it will cover 160 meters to 10 meters, including the 60-meter band. You have that in the States, 60-meter band, right? Not everywhere has it, so we have it here. Plus, it will do AM, FM, sideband, CW. It'll do PSK31 and RTTY with a USB keyboard plugged in, standalone, with no PC. It's embedded SDR, which means software-defined radio, but the processing is embedded in the radio. It doesn't require a PC to do the processing. So that brings with it all the nice additions of digital signal processing, filtering, speech processing, AGC on the receiver, noise reduction, notch filters, all of these nice features that you get. It also has, again, built-in test equipment like the QCX, but I added this time also an inductance meter and a scalar network analyzer, or spectrum analyzer as it is, it looks like on the screen, which is used for adjusting the bandpass filter during the setup. So you actually see a plot on the screen of the filter characteristic. And all of this is on a very simple, low-cost 16x2 character LCD module. On top of that, it has a USB cable that you can connect to a PC. And it will appear to the PC as a 24-bit high-performance sound card. So you need no audio cables to the PC at all. It just, everything goes down that USB cable in full resolution. And you can configure that either as an IQ output to the PC and use SDR programs on the PC. Or if you want, you can keep the radio doing all the modulation and demodulation and have the PC generating audio for digital modes like FT8 and so on. The same USB cable that passes the audio also passes serial data, so it acts as a virtual COM port as well. So that's used for cap control of the radio. So those are some of the main features. Performance-wise, aiming for very high performance. I'm using a very high resolution analog-to-digital converter with a dynamic range of 110 dB. So I'm aiming to get around 100 dB dynamic range for the radio, which is, you know, in a really top performance bracket. The transmitter side has a 10-watt linear. We've used really large heatsink on that so that you can actually operate that properly at 10 watts with full power. You know, we tested it with full continuous key down for an hour, and of course it got warm, but there was no overheating or component failure or anything like that. So, you know, some radios which claim they're 5-watt or claim they're 10-watt, if you operate them on a high duty cycle mode like FT8 or something, they overheat and they automatically shut down the power amplifier, reduce the power because they got too hot. This one doesn't. This one really gives 10 watts. And at the same time is very low cost. It's using two simple RF510 MOSFETs. But it gives really good flat gain across the whole HF spectrum, 26 dB of gain plus or minus 1 dB across the HF spectrum. It gives good IMD performance, minus 30 dB relative to 10 watts per PEP. So it's a really good performer as well as being very low cost. So initially we're going to come out with a single band version of this radio for 40 meters and expecting that to cost about $75. And then, which is the full DSP, SDR, transceiver, everything. Later we will add a 10 band filter module, which can be added as a later addition, which will then cover the entire range of 10 meter to 160 meter. There'll be a bandpass filter for each band individually to maintain really high performance rather than a bandpass filtering covering a big segment of HF, which I think is a compromise on performance. So I don't want to make any compromises on performance. And then there's also going to be an enclosure available from day one. So it's been designed to fit a certain extruded, anodized black aluminium enclosure, which is going to be supplied, drilled, printed, cut for the LCD, silkscreen printed for the front and rear panels. And so the whole full kit, 10 bands, all modes, 10 watts, all HF, including the enclosure, my target price is going to be $150 for it. So I'm aiming to deliver something with top performance, top brand performance, but about a tenth the price.
That sounds very, very impressive.
Stupidly ambitious is another way of describing it. I mean, it's a huge project, and it's taken me longer than I had expected. So I underestimated how long it would take, and I've had, you know, we talked last year about the QCX transceiver. I've now sold over 7,300 of those since August 2017. So, you know, that keeps me pretty busy manufacturing it, supporting the constructors and all of this. And so what with running the business and supporting all of that and trying to do the R&D on a very ambitious, complex project, it's taking time. But
I'm not surprised.
You know, I don't want to make any compromises or release anything which is not ready. And so I believe it's worth taking the time to get it right, and it will be worth waiting for.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.